So, girls, you're out there, you're selling cookies, someone approaches you, what do you say?
Would you like to buy some cookies?
No. Again, we say, how many cookies would you like to buy? See, Frontier Girl never gives them the chance to say no. You must always remember...
Anyway, if your mother tells me not to get it, then I can't buy it.
Sorry. My wife had to take the twins to the doctor. Yeah. I told her, just bring one of them and we'll double the medicine.
Have a seat.
I'll have a seat.
Okay, I was about to remind you of the most important rule of sales. It's ABC. Always be closing. Girls?
Always be closing.
Do you want to sell cookies? Again.
Always be closing!
Very good. Okay. Now, this year's prizes. Top seller on the board gets this beautiful beach chair and umbrella set. Second prize is a uniform patch. Oh. And the third prize...
You're out of the troop. I was just joking. I'm sorry.
The third prize is this sheet of wildlife stickers.
Oh! Wow, no, I like that. That's got monkeys on it, right? Yeah. I like monkeys.
Okay, girls. It's time to go with Mrs. Manning. She's going to teach you how to make a pinhole camera out of an orange juice container. Everybody brought their orange juice containers?
You know, Ellie, I got a real camera in the car.
Great pictures, no pulp. Boy, she takes this stuff seriously, huh?
Peggy? Oh, yeah. And you can forget about getting that beach chair. She's a killer.
What do you mean? I thought the girls sell the cookies.
Yeah, right.
Hello, Allie's dad. I'm Molly's mom.
Hi, I'm Ray.
I'm giving you lickety-split cleaners. That's where Deborah and Allie can set up on the sidewalk and sell cookies.
Okay, well, and it might not be Deborah. I mean, I could be out there with Allie. I'm one of those very involved dads.
Good for you. Here you go.
Oh, listen, sorry about the joke before, you know? I didn't mean to...
Oh, no, I enjoyed it immensely. It was very, very funny.
Damn, I got Petey's.
What, the muffler place? Petey's?
Petey's. I can't do anything with this deadbeat spot. No foot traffic. She gives herself Marco's pizza every year. That's why she wins.
Man, that's totally bogus.
Excuse me.
Ah, Peggy, I'm sorry, but Petey's is kind of out of the way for me.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I'm sure that Allie's dad wouldn't mind switching with you.
Me? Petey's?
Yeah, switch your card with Sarah. You don't mind, do you?
Well, actually, Petey's, we're...
What was that?
Nothing.
Thanks, Allie's dad.
Hey, good luck. Maybe you'll get those monkey stickers.
Hi, Mommy.
Hey, honey, how was your meeting?
Could you come next time?
Sure.
You don't ever do that to me again, okay?
What?
Send me to one of those meetings. I was the only guy in that hen house. Really, I shouldn't have to do that.
What, spend time with your daughter?
Don't put your twist on it, okay? And what's with that troop leader?
Peggy? She's all right.
Oh, I should have known. You're best friends.
I hardly know her, but I appreciate all the organization she does. She's a great troop leader.
Yeah, so was Hitler. Similar uniform, too. Look at this. Huh? Petey's. Can you believe that? That's the worst cookie spot. Petey's.
How do you know?
Everybody knows. I had Lickety Split, but she forced me to trade it for Petey's muffler place, and then she gets Marco's, the best spot.
How did she force you?
How? She ripped it out of my hand. I'm lucky I have a hand still. Let me tell you something. This lady doesn't know who she's dealing with, okay? I'm going to take this cookie sign-up sheet to work. I'll hang it up at Madison Square Garden. Little Miss Peggy won't know what hit her. I'll be bringing home that sweet, sweet beach chair.
Should sell her own cookies. That's how we've always done it in the past.
Yeah, and that's why every time we go to the beach, we gotta sit in the freaking sand. No more. No more, baby. Let Peggy clean the sand out of her behind.
Give me the sheet.
No, this is for Madison Square Garden.
Give me the sheet.
Come on.
Ray.
Fine. Don't come crying to me when you're out there this summer in the hot sand going like this.
How about this, huh? Sitting around, having cookies and milk. This is nice.
Hey.
Was nice.
Raymond. Oh, I'm so happy you're here. You hungry?
No, not really.
You'll have some cookies and milk here.
You said he didn't want any.
He doesn't know what he wants.
Well, he's not getting any of these.
You know, I'm glad you're buying these cookies. Deborah wouldn't let me take Allie's sign-up sheet to work. We could have been the cookie champions of the world.
You didn't buy these from Allie?
What do you mean?
Well, a lady and her daughter just came to our door.
What lady?
I don't know. Very nice lady. I think her name was Peggy.
Peggy! How could you do that? How could you buy cookies from Peggy?
We were hungry.
Don't you know that Allie is selling the very same cookies?
I left that peg in a little girl. Cute as a button. Didn't say a word, but simply precious.
She was darling.
More darling than your granddaughter?
Of course not. We love Allie. Allie is delightful. You are going to do something about her teeth, though, aren't you?
Her teeth?
We've always felt bad that we didn't have yours fixed.
Maybe you did. I used the $400 to buy a belt sander.
Wait, look, what's wrong with my teeth?
Have you ever looked in your mouth? It's like a prison riot.
And that little girl's hair. She was with those lovely braids.
Yeah, like Heidi in the mountains.
Allie has nice hair.
Allie's hair.
What?
She's got beautiful hair, but someone has to groom it properly. How many times have I offered to take her to my beauty salon?
So she can have this look?
Better this look than...
Look, Allie's hair is fine. Even if she looked like an iguana, you should have bought cookies from her instead of a stranger. A stranger who happens to be my arch enemy.
Oh, you have an arch enemy. What, are you a superhero now?
Captain Big Nose.
I'm gonna blow you away.
Hey, Ray, you gotta pick.
Look at this. Look at this. You see this? You happy now?
Oh, where'd these come from?
Not from us!
Don't worry, Raymond. We'll buy a box from Allie, too.
A box? One box?
No, no more cookies. We're not the Rockefellers.
One box for me. I'll get the apple cinnamon because it's low fat.
Not after you butter them.
You know who they got these from? Your friend Peggy Hitler.
You have a friend named Hitler?
She's not my friend.
But her last name is Hitler?
She's not a Hitler.
She invaded our territory.
See, now I feel bad for Allie. We'll buy more than one box from her.
No, we're not. Braid her hair, fix her teeth, and come back next year.
Okay, you know, everybody, don't worry. You don't have to buy any more cookies. All the money goes to the same troop.
That's not the point. This woman poached our own family.
What is it with you and this woman?
I don't like her.
And why don't you like her?
What do you mean? She's pushy and annoying and...
And she's a woman?
What? Well, I never said that.
Oh, come on, Ray. You wouldn't act like this if a man did this.
A man wouldn't do this.
Okay. Did you hear that? You don't like women.
Who likes women? I like women.
Don't lie, Raymond.
What are you talking about? Well,
I always felt you had a problem with women.
A problem with women? Like who?
Well... Me, for instance.
What? You're my mother. You're not a woman.
Dr. Freud on line one for you, Raymond.
You had this problem your whole life, ever since you could talk.
What? What was the problem?
You didn't want to talk.
To you. He didn't want to talk to you.
Exactly. He doesn't understand women because women need to talk things out, and you've never wanted to do that.
She's right.
Oh, here we go.
No, you don't want a woman who talks or needs anything or wants anything. And the moment a woman expresses herself, she belongs in the hen house.
Amen.
You should hear how he talks about this, Peggy.
Calls her Hitler.
Oh, will you stop it?
I don't have to stop. I have no problem with women.
You have no women.
About Peggy or any woman beating him out of a beach chair.
No. Look, it's not about a beach chair anymore, okay? This person is mean. This person is a bully who bullies people in a mean way.
And because she wants the beach chair as much as he does, he calls her names. He has a problem with women.
I don't know how you got that way.
I hate that Peggy.
Just wondering, this Hitler woman, she's not a single mom, is she?
There we go. It's nice here, Marcos, isn't it? Let's fix your hair a little.
Ow!
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. You know what they say, I appeal is buy appeal. Oh, customers, come on, stand up. Stand up straight.
How many cookies would you like to buy?
How about zero?
But you could be a little louder, you know, just a little more forceful. Like this, right? Cookies, cookies, cookies!
Oh, no, thank you.
Creamy, chocolate fudgy.
Yep, that's okay.
Delicious cookies!
Cookies, Mommy?
I'm sorry, sweetie, but we haven't had our lunch yet.
I want cookies!
No, sweetie, come on.
Double chocolate chip.
I want cookies!
All right.
Oh.
Just one box for after lunch.
Okay, sure. Well, thank you. And the Frontier Girls, thank you.
Yeah, he's gonna be bouncing off the walls now, you jerk.
See? That's how we do it. Now we'll use this box here. Put the money in this box. All right. Set. Turn that on. Oh! Hello.
What are you doing here?
I'm watching my daughter sell cookies.
But this is my spot.
Is that so?
I think you know that.
I think you know where my parents live.
Molly, why don't you go inside for a few minutes and get some ice cream?
Yeah, Allie, why don't you go with Molly and get some ice cream? Her mom's treating.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mom.
I had you pegged the minute you walked in the door. If you're going to be part of the Frontier Organization, there's one thing you need to understand.
What's that? ABC? Always be cranky?
Look, I want you to get out of here.
Why? This is a great spot. I'm selling tons of cookies.
In our organization, there's some rules that everyone must follow.
Yeah, your rules.
That's right. Read the sash.
Listen, lady, when you came onto my street and sold to my family, you crossed a line.
Your family happens to live in my neighborhood, so yeah, I sold to them. And you know what? I enjoyed it.
You are despicable.
They were good customers. Peanut clouds. Cinnamon swirl.
All right.
Ding-alongs, chocolate waves.
Stop it.
They were loving it. You should have seen the looks on their faces, especially the giant and the bald one.
Yeah, well, you didn't even scratch the surface, okay? You have no idea what those two are capable of putting away.
Are you gonna move?
I don't think so, Peggy.
Last chance.
I'm right here.
Up my husband.
She didn't beat me up.
You got a problem, you take it up with me.
I can handle this, Deb.
You know what I think, Peggy? You are a bully. I don't like bullies. You come near my husband again, you're gonna have a real problem.
Hey.
How's that ice cream, huh?
What happened?
Daddy tripped.
And I was helping him up. Well, it was good to see you again, Peg. Good to see you, Deb. Let's go set up in front of the laundromat.
You know what's a good spot? Petey's. See, no problem with women. You thought I had a problem, but you said she's a bully.
Clean this up.
Yes, ma'am.
Tomorrow, lace up your dancing shoes, because the Gilmore Girls are kicking it up at the Stars Hollow Dance Marathon. Then Clark fights to save his mind-reading friend Ryan from an evil doctor on Smallville. All new WB Tuesday tomorrow at 8, only on the WB 11.